From Washington, this is VOA News. Strong typhoon crosses eastern Philippines. Saudis arrest 135 terror suspects. I'm Ray Cugill reporting from Washington. Typhoon Hagupit killed at least two people in the Philippines after making landfall on the east coast overnight. The massive storm packed winds as high as 210 kilometers per hour, and power is out throughout much of the region. Simone Orendine reports from Manila many lives were saved through evacuation.
The Red Cross counted 1.2 million residents who went to evacuation centers. The government says with the memory of killer storm surges from last year's super typhoon Haiyan fresh on people's minds, it took little convincing to get residents to safe ground. Tacloban Social Welfare Director Gloria Fabricas says the government gave strict orders ahead of the storm to try to keep the city, which took the brunt of Haiyan, accessible after the storm hit.
They evacuated early and we enforced liquor bans. We enforced no cars in the main street especially, so it's very clean.
Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Syria is accusing Israel of launching two airstrikes on it Sunday, one near the Damascus International Airport and another near the town of Damas, close to the border with Lebanon. Syrian state television says the Israeli enemy committed aggression, but there were no casualties. Israel has not commented on the Syrian report. Activists say Syrian government warplanes carried out at least eight airstrikes against Islamic State fighters who attacked a key military base. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops and pro-regime militia stopped the attack on Deir ez-Zor military base. It says both sides suffered heavy losses in the fighting. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it arrested 135 people suspected of scheming to sabotage security in the kingdom. The Interior Ministry says those arrested included 26 foreign nationals, among them 16 Syrians and 3 Yemenis. Riyadh says the detainees belong to suspected terrorist groups, with some of them having fought as insurgents in other countries and now planning to launch attacks inside Saudi Arabia. The United States sent 6 men who are being held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to Uruguay. The Pentagon says the 4 Syrians, 1 Tunisian, and 1 Palestinian will be resettled in Uruguay as refugees. All 6 had been detained as suspected militants with ties to al-Qaeda, but were never charged. Pakistani security officials say a U.S. drone strike on a Taliban compound in North Waziristan killed at least 4 militants, including a wanted senior al-Qaeda leader. Military officials identified one of the dead in Sunday's strike as Umar Farooq, a key al-Qaeda figure in Pakistan. Farooq was reportedly close to the group's former leader Osama bin Laden and current head Ayman al-Zawahiri. Gunmen helped more than 200 inmates escape from a Nigerian prison overnight. It's the 3rd massive jailbreak in that West African country since early November. It remains unclear who orchestrated the attack on the medium-security facility. Extremist group Boko Haram is suspected in previous raids to free inmates. At least 70 Ethiopians drowned in the Red Sea Saturday when a migrant boat bound for Yemen capsized in rough weather. Security officials say heavy winds and waves battered the vessel before it sank off the port of Al-Makkah in Taiz province. The sinking marks the deadliest crossing of the year and brings the death toll at sea to at least 285. Departing U.S. Defense Chief Chuck Hagel told the remaining American troops in Afghanistan that they still have challenges to meet, even as their mission soon will shift from fighting Taliban insurgents to training Afghan troops. Secretary Hagel, who recently resigned, made a final stop in Afghanistan Sunday, telling U.S. troops at a base near the eastern city of Jalalabad that the job is not over. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan in October 2001 to overthrow the Taliban regime that was harboring al-Qaeda fighters responsible for the terrorist attacks in the U.S. a month before. Britain shut its embassy in Cairo over mounting security concerns in Egypt. British officials are giving no details of the threat or when the embassy would reopen. The closing follows an Australian warning on Saturday that terrorists could be planning attacks against tourist sites, government ministries, as well as embassies in the city of Cairo. I'm Ray Cugill in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.